Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. And now to the book bag, and the man who has it firmly in his grasp, of course, is Roald Tweed.
Well, knowing we were going to interview Michelle, Michelle reminded me of a Iowa City writer, Marilyn Robinson. I don't know, have you ever read any of Marilyn Robinson's essays? I know you don't read novels, so you...
Well, I have her novel, the one about the minister.
Gilead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She, Time Magazine came out last week with the 100 most influential people in the world. And I think under the artists, two writers were listed, but... And Marilyn Robinson was not one of them, but she was listed under a last little small group called Icons.
Yeah.
And that really she has become. She got famous for her novels, Gilead, a story of a very difficult story to write, I think, of a small-town minister who is neither the best in the world nor the worst. He doesn't sink into degeneration. He doesn't rise to Billy Sunday heights. He just does his job. And it's very difficult to write a book about a fairly good person. You know, what is a Sea of Grass by Conrad Richter has a good character as its central character. Those are hard to write.
Those
and she followed she followed that with Home,
the
story of the wayward son in the family, a prodigal son who comes home. And then the third one is Lila, one of the daughters. But she's also gained fame, and the reason she's an icon in Time magazine is for the book of essays she came out with this last year called The Givenness of Things.
Oh, yeah.
Her first book was a defense, among other things, in several essays of John Calvin, which is politically highly incorrect.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? John Calvin gave the Puritans their dour look with his double predestination. You know, the idea that God selects some people for heaven, but also selects some for hell. She says, we're misinterpreting Calvin. Calvin was a humanist. He was a great person. He was a thinker. And all her essays make you think, right? As the Time magazine article talking about why she's an icon says, she sees life as a kind of gift. And it's a gift we ought to take care of and we ought to think about and we ought to do something with and we ought to probe and examine. And that's what she does. She's not fundamental in either way. She's not an intellectual that has no use for religion, nor is she a Christian who has no use for intellect. I think she still teaches Sunday school in the Congregational Church in Iowa City. But she is just an amazing person. But like Michelle, unassuming and quiet. Those novels grow on you.
And
right?
People like President Obama want to talk to her.
Well, there's a picture of President Obama talking to her in this Icon article.
You know, to become a great soul, that's, you know, I've heard that phrase used, someone is a great soul. And she certainly is one.
Yeah, I think that's why it has taken, you know, years for people to kind of suddenly realize what we have here in Iowa, a writer of that quality, because, you know, she's not a meteor.
Mm, no.
But boy, does she glow. And she glows with soul. And those books, if you haven't read Gilead or Home or Lila, do it. But
the givenness of things would be a good
place. The givenness of things would be a good place to start.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing that has impressed me. There are great souls all around, and we never see them.
Right.
We don't know them. And their gifts are spread to just the people they contact because they may not be writers. They may not do anything that pushes them into public consciousness. They just live, and they do their work, and they take care of their family. They're not people necessarily of great virtue, as you say, and they certainly aren't committing any crimes. But they are a presence in the community. They're a presence in people's lives. And they are the people that we really ought to be paying attention to, the great souls.
Yeah.
And another point you made, it is so easy to talk about evil people,
yeah,
to write characters who are bad. And there's a tendency among people, if someone comes up to you and tells you, do you know what so-and-so did?
Yeah.
You'll believe it
right
away.
Right.
And that's terrible because you may be getting garbage. You may not be getting the truth. It's just a rumor. But we are so ready to believe that we are a ready market for evil depictions and bad stories. And that's why it's really good to celebrate great souls, and Marian Robinson certainly is one. That was the right category for her.
Yes, it was. I didn't even think about, I thought, there is, on the other hand, not a single poet among the 100.
Well,
and I think that's probably a first.
Now it's your chance, Roald.
Yeah, well, if I could write poetry.
And that's our chance for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Don Wooten with Roald Tweet. We'll be back next week. We'll do some more scribbling, and we'll hope to have you with us then.